In dog beers, I've only had one. This is the perfect pour.
Hey, welcome to the show. It is the perfect pour. It's a show.
Is it?
About things that are interesting to beer geeks. I'm Mikey.
I'm Nick.
I'm Matt.
And we are later on.
What?
We're going to give you beers to look out for, some beer releases that you should look out for. We're going to give cheers to people, and we're going to talk about what we've been caught drinking and some beer news. But right now, we're going to...
I love gold!
Drink beer. This is the other thing that happens.
I drink your beer.
Drinking beer geek drinking.
Alchemist.
Beer geek drinking.
From the Alchemist, we have Skadoosh.
Nice.
It's an American IPA, and I will say it has a good nose to it.
Alchemist, of course, make the famous Heady Topper, donated to the show by Colin and Janine, our Colorado reps.
Colorado. It's pronounced
first time having
Colorado.
This. We have had a Heady before, but this is first time having the Skadoosh.
That's what I was thinking of. The douche. Who's the... That's the radio show from Parks and Rec. The douche. Yeah, that guy.
Lionel and the douche.
All right.
I don't think it's Lionel. But that sounds cool.
Aroma? Smells garbagey.
I'm not sure that it's supposed to taste like that.
You mean Trash Panda?
Well, there is. That is a nasty smell.
Is your glass clean, sir?
I don't know. Maybe not.
It has a very astringent taste to it. I'm not sure it's...
Did Louis lick that one before you drank out of it?
Wow.
Yeah. I don't think that's
severe.
Right.
I think this can is... This is weird, dude.
It tastes like there's a Sharpie in the beer.
There's no notes of any kind for it. It's just an American pale.
Pale!
Or American IPA, sorry.
But it's cloudy.
7%.
So, because these guys are from the Northeast.
Nope, sorry.
Wow.
They don't have to call it Northeast style, right? They just call it style.
Well, I don't think they're in Virginia, right? I don't know if I consider
Virginia. Oh, they're not Vermont?
Oh, maybe they're in Vermont. I don't know.
What'd you say this is from?
This is from The Alchemist.
Alchemist.
I thought they were from Virginia, but you mean you're right. They probably are Vermont. Never mind. Don't mind me.
So did these guys start the haze craze? Were these the guys?
I think Heady...
With these the guys?
I don't know if you could say it started, but Heady was like...
Well, it's dubbed the Northeast
the most
style.
Popular. Heady was the most popular of the cloudies. And that was my theory on why they beg you not to pour it into a glass because we weren't used to beer looking like that. Oh.
Pardon me.
It's hoppy. Matt is pouring it out. There is something that's gone wrong with this Skadoosh.
Mm-mm.
What could go wrong with a canned beer? I'm sure it's not old.
There could be a few things. I mean, the
temperature.
Temperature could skunk it, but
it's not skunked though.
It could have been an unclean can. There could be high oxygen. There could be temperature.
I think it's high oxygen.
Somebody shook it really hard.
It feels like some sort of chemical reaction type taste.
I mean, it's the first cold wave in Fresno, so I would say that our senses are probably muddled a little bit right now.
I had crackers to cleanse that.
Yeah, but you know, it almost has a salty bitterness to it, and then it kind of sharply falls off. And it almost has kind of like a cardboard thing going. So I'm not... Considering we went from the Tahoe Haze to that, I was expecting it to taste more like Tahoe Haze.
By the way, we have our tailgate beer was a revision Tahoe Haze and Libertine Halter Saison, a nice wild ale from our friends at Libertine. And wow, that's weird. We haven't had that for a while. Something actually probably wrong with the beer. The skadoosh. Gonna cleanse the palate with this saison.
Mind the table.
Mind the table. So there you go.
Saison, please.
Everyone's passing around some Libertine just so they can get the palate back in order.
Sorry, I'm the jerk that didn't like the beer.
I'm not like it either. Something happened. I think you're right. It just doesn't. I don't think it's supposed to be that way. It's not. It happens.
Mm-hmm. That the can art is amazing.
I thought I had a bad beer over the weekend, but
you talked yourself out of it.
I was told I was crazy.
So. Is it? Oh, who told you?
A real brewer.
The Nick. That you're crazy.
Lots of people.
Hey, Chief. God, think you're crazy. But that's still okay. Well, it wasn't Scotty B.
It was not Scotty B.
Oh. It was Sax Brewing, wasn't it?
Probably. It's the only other real brewer I know.
I only know two brewers.
And John Brazy.
John Brazy.
Good old John Brazy.
John Brazy.
Hey, I made you beer.
Hi, I'm John Brazy. I make beer. So, what's going on in the culture scene of craft beer, guys? I'm going to go to Nick.
People are making beer.
That's what they're doing out there?
Yeah, you'd believe that? How dare them? It's like, enough already, guys. We have coolers are full. We don't need any more beer.
We got plenty of beer, guys. Why don't you everyone just stop for a minute?
Stop.
We got a lot of beer to drink through here.
Stop what you're doing. Doors are full. I am worried that we're like year, what, six now? Craft beer Fresno scene happening.
Mm-hmm.
On the air talking about it, yeah.
Like beers are getting old. I'm seeing old beers.
Beers from when we first started.
From when we first started. Doors. Not that old, but.
Man. I don't know, dude. Have you looked in Mr. T's?
Oh, yeah. The beer is regrowing yeast samples. I don't know if that's true. But anyways, talking about growing funky things, Stone Brewing has said enough IPAs, guys. We're going sour.
Stone?
Yeah.
Stone making a sour?
Stone making a sour.
Doesn't sound right.
Corey Taylor did it.
Oh, I see what you did there.
So Stone is going to introduce a wild ale that is...
Oh, they're tired of Libertine owning the market, huh?
Said, enough Libertine. We're Stone Brewing, not you. We do sours now. And so they make an apricot blended sour it's blended with barley wine, a heavy hopped blonde ale, and lots of peaches.
Wow. Blended with barley wine.
I don't know why they call it apricot if it's blended with peaches. Are those the same thing?
No, they're barley different. Wine. Wow. Feels like I'm
cold. That was surprising.
Up with your barley wine.
Wow.
Yeah, he's going to say barley wine on the show.
We have not said barley wine in a while, apparently, because I do not remember that song.
Oh, dude. One of Paul's classics.
Classic Paul. So will you try this Stone Sour?
They send it to us.
Yeah.
I'm not buying it.
Oh. Hey, so, hold on, guys. Greg's calling right now. He wants to know where to
Oh, Greg? Ship. Yeah.
He wants to ship.
Come on over, Greg. You got to be on the ship.
Stone Mission Warehouse Apricot. Stone Ale with Apricots. 8.7%.
Ooh.
That's weak sauce.
That's not arrogant enough
it's
for me.
It's not arrogant enough. In other news, New Belgium Brewing.
Heard of them.
Heard of them. They also said, our beers are not nearly crazy enough, so now let's make a coffee infused version of La Folie. So they're starting the La Folie Grand Reserve series, and this first one is going to be infused with geisha coffee beans, which is apparently this unicorn of coffee bean.
Huh. Is that the cat poop ones?
Maybe. That might be right, actually. I don't know. This is, the price might make you think that. So this is a $48 bottle for this Grand Reserve series beer. And it's aged in wood barrels.
Wood.
So I'm kind of looking out for this, but then it's like, I remember sitting here on the podcast bitching about $20 bottles of beer. So will I do it?
Oh, might have to dip into the Patreon savings.
Yeah, what the? That might have to be that. What that is?
$20 challenge. That'd be, we'll do a $60 challenge.
$60 challenge.
Yeah.
Yeah. What else?
I don't know.
Oh.
Locally, Fresno Tangent.
Local talk.
One of my favorite places, Rocket Dog Brewing, is opening a second location.
Uh-huh.
But it's
Manchester?
Clovis.
Oh, I thought they were going to open up in Manchester.
I thought so, too. I thought they were going to be cool, hip urbanites and go into a defunct shopping mall from the 1970s. Like a good hipster would. Hello. Matt. That was Matt.
You can look. Just don't acknowledge it. Just
don't
it.
Touch.
Be a professional, Nick.
Okay. And so they have crossed the border into the rival town of Clovis, right next to one House of Pendragon.
Hmm.
Oh, they'll be going in that. They're in the taint district.
Yes.
Did they take over the old Mother Mary's? Or
I didn't have a chance to Google the address, but they posted their notice of intent. So the address is on there. You can Google it if you go to their Instagram. And if you want to do some snooping before the grand opening.
Great. Bells has something to brag about now.
Oh, boy. Oh, you got a rocket dog? We got a rocket dog, too. And we got House of Pendragon.
Yep.
So happy for Clovis. Sad Fresno doesn't have a second rocket dog. But good. I mean, it's a good sign. It means more craft beer because they bring in some pretty good selections for the rotating taps. They always have, they keep them moving. They don't have a huge amount of taps. They keep it small, but they keep it rotating. So every time you go in there, there's something different on.
Yeah.
Which I like that.
I like it.
Mix for good food pairings.
Dogs and food.
Dogs and food.
The closest we have to your sandwich shop with craft beer sandwich shop.
It is. When is Piemonte's going to open a craft beer bar?
Think open the sandwich shop right next to Zach's.
Yes. That'd be the dream come true. Sandwiches and beer. Furthermore,
and more so, craft beer.
More dog talk. Bike Dog Brewing is celebrating their fourth anniversary.
Yay.
Sacramento's Bike Dog
Sacramento.
Brewing. Haven't had a bike dog in a while.
Me either.
It's not cool.
Jake from the State Farm should be coming back from Sacramento. Maybe.
Condo Brewings. Jake?
They're southeast Fresno now.
A condo brewing has moved?
Yep.
Whoa. Southeast?
Yeah.
Sunnyside?
Like Belmont.
Kawa?
Peach or Kawa. Something like that.
Mm-hmm. Malaga.
Malaga?
No, not further east. Almost Sunnyside.
Wow, they can go to Steak and Shake whenever they want.
Steak and Shake. Steak and Shake.
Steak and Shake. I had Steak and Shake the other day with Reggie.
Uh-huh.
It's all right.
And?
I didn't have the shake, though, because it was just like, I already had burgers and fries, so if I wouldn't have the shake, I wouldn't have been able to have any more calories the rest of the week.
Wow.
Do you count your calories, bro?
Not really.
beer calories.
Vaguely count them.
I love gold.
I think people would crap their pants if beer started listing the calories inside of the label.
Yeah, don't do that.
Supposedly, if you have your beer in Red Robin and stuff like that, you're supposed to list it. Like major chain restaurants are supposed to.
They have
on put their calorie menu, they stuff, have but yeah. Supposedly, beer is supposed to fall into that too, or should.
Yeah, and look the other way.
That's why Elysian would never serve beer in Red Robin. They didn't want to release the caloric intake.
Well, we got a new beer going around from center to right to left of the podcast now.
It's bad. Don't even drink it.
Oh,
just kidding. This one's all right.
This one's donated to us from Greg from SD Sticky Beer Talk
Fingers
podcast. Check him out.
Mm. Isn't that Mikey's nickname back in college?
Wow.
Whoa. You don't want to know what for.
This is looking out for.
Virgin beer, sticky fingers, and Nick was looking out for this, and it was in the fridge when he was saying, I'm looking out for sticky fingers, and it was in our fridge.
Thanks, jerks.
He opened the door, it's like,
It's cool. The can's cool because it's got fingerprints on it. Like, if somebody holds it, you can, like, pretend that you're holding it and put your fingers in
the exact spot, and then you realize how awkward it is to hold a beer like that.
Why would it wait?
That's here. A photo op this hand is, right there.
This is a really, I'm putting it the way the fingerprints put it, and it's a really dumb way to hold a beer.
You just got to break your fingertips and so they fit.
Yeah. The mouth of the beer is nowhere in position where the fingerprints are.
Well, you gotta curl it.
Let's try it lefty. And if I do it lefty, it's like this.
That's even worse.
Can you see this, listener? You see what I'm doing?
Yeah,
it's cool. It's pretty cool. All right, sticky fingers.
Hopefully, everybody with one of these cans is trying that right now. Mm-hmm. Put your fingers on the fingerprints.
There's always a picture of our beers we drink on our show notes for pod. Sometimes it'll show up in your podcast player, but if not, you go to perfectpourpod.com.
I wish I knew what beer did it to me, but this beer we're having right now has put me on a hop craze lately, and I've been
dying
for hop.
Yeah. Yes.
Woot, Nick, hop craze.
So 5 years woot. Into craft beer nerding officially.
Yes.
And I'm finally like, I just want hops right now. That's all I want. And it sucks.
And it's stout season.
And it's, yeah.
Stout season. Because there's only one season.
No.
And then that's it.
Yeah, it's 11 month long season.
What's the off month? August?
July.
July, because it's America.
Because it's America Day. You got burgers and light beer. Oh, speaking of light beer, Miller Lite's going back to the original bottle. Bet you guys didn't know that.
I didn't.
Yeah, that's the kind of news I bring to the podcast.
Wow, good job. Balling that Miller, the Miller news.
Mm-hmm.
You subscribe to the Miller newsletter?
Yeah, me and Bob Frank, the guy with two first names.
Bob Frank. You guys have a little Facebook group going, Miller.
Yeah. Miller, what's happening this week?
The Miller guys.
Same thing last week. Oh, wait, they changed the bottle. Something's new.
Coolness. That's what. Wow. I'm looking out for that then.
All right. I bet you.
That are. Miller. OG Miller. I was going to look up something now. I forget what it was.
Great.
Damn it. Matt, Nick, what else? No?
I keep making stuff up if you want.
No.
Okay.
Matt?
So,
I don't even know what I'm drinking anymore.
Uh-oh. Believe me, you'll know if you're drinking that
the alchemist.
The skadoosh.
Yeah. So, an interesting clip I watched this week was, if you go to YouTube and you search Stone Brewing, they have a nice little clip on Shokovesa.
Shokovesa, it's coming back.
So Greg what? Actually went to Belize and actually making his own direct trade with chocolate. They're getting the cacao. The beans.
There's not birds in this beer.
They're harvested, fermented, and dried over there. Then they're sent to Stone's commissary, unroasted, and Stone's commissary. Actually roasting their own cacao beans, and then they're grinding them themselves. And they said the beauty of that is they don't add butter or sugar to them, so it's just what they call chocolate liquor. It's just pure chocolate, no additives or kind of. So when they add it to the beer, there's no added sugar to it, which that can happen with adjuncts, but they still add lactose, which is still kind of a sugar. But, and so they kind of gave the process of, you know, how they, from the chocolate where it's, you know, harvested to how it ends up in the beer. They give a little story about that. And is, you know, and the type of coffee they use and the lactose, cinnamon, and I think there was something else in there. So it's kind of a cool little video. So just go to YouTube and search it, and you get to see Crazy Greg just talking about stuff.
Crazy Greg!
He's just like, I'm going to go to Belize and find chocolate, and like he normally does in his weird hippie-ish ways.
Nice life. Nice life that guy got. Mm-hmm. Made himself.
Fun pairing with Chocovesa.
Fun.
Jalapeno poppers.
Mm. Oh, really? You did this?
Yes.
A pairing reco from Nick.
You will not notice the peppers in the Chocovesa whatsoever after a nice jalapeno popper.
Jalapeno poppers and Chocovesa. Chocovesa.
Chocovesa.
That's your reco.
Yes.
Of the episodes so far.
Those were tasty. Either that or I was just really hungry.
Probably both.
I was sad I missed the deviled eggs.
Nope. I would not pair those don't with care Choco for Mesa.
It. You don't care for deviled eggs?
Nope. Don't care for them.
What?
Nope.
Deviled eggs.
What would you pick? What beer would you? Gosh. Could you pair beer with deviled eggs? What beer would you drink with deviled eggs?
I have no idea. Probably nothing deep. Sounds good.
Just freaked you out.
Probably a fat tire.
Fat tire. Oh, does fat tire go with everything?
You went to your default setting. Yep. Fat tire.
I wonder, that's the challenge right there. Does fat tire go? Can you find something fat tire doesn't go with?
All the things.
Oh, okay, well, if you don't like fat tire, then yes.
Right. Yeah. No, you're right, though. That's, there's your challenge for next week, guys.
Or what is the
find
beer?
Find something that fat tire doesn't go with.
What is the beer that is universally... works with every food.
Mm. Isn't it usually a lager of some sort?
I know. Cold one.
Zing.
Ooh. I would not recommend a milk stout with deviled eggs. That's gonna be a bad morning.
Yeah, that's so good. Something light. Well, more?
No. That's what I got to
those
talk
are
about.
The things, those are the things you have. I guess chugging is still a thing. Craft chugging.
We have to.
I'm just sometimes it's impressive if you just ignore the fact that you're just ruining ruining a good beer by chugging it.
Yeah, especially when you know that was a $9 beer that you chugged.
But there's a girl on Instagram. It's SGV Beer Girl 626.
Oh.
SG. I can't read my own writing. SGV Beer Girl 626. She freaking chugs an insane amount of beers at like within like a 3-hour span. There's like six major chugs. It's kind of impressive if you just ignore it. But this seems like a little subset of craft beer that I thought would have gone away, and it still hasn't. So I'm just saying, if you want to marvel in chugging or get mad at it, go look her up.
What do you think about ladies in particular chugging beer? That's not, I don't know, this is probably totally wrong for me to say, but
Wrong.
Ladies don't usually chug beer. Wrong. Like, they don't usually do that.
Yeah. I mean, it is a little, makes it a little more unique because that seems like a very bro thing.
Yeah.
Chug, bro. Let's chug it.
I mean, we have a hard enough time getting them into craft beer.
Mm-hmm.
And there's some good ones out there. Don't get me wrong. But now they're chugging beer.
Yeah. This is the only one I've seen.
Are you impressed by this?
Well, yeah. You want, if you, we want as many females in craft beer as possible, then hey, let's get them into chugging. Whatever gets them into it. Yeah, even 805, bro.
You get them chug some 805.
Chug some 805. Be the 805 chugger. Chug an 805, chug like a six pack of 805 every night. That's your thing. That you become
hashtag internet, chug life.
Internet famous. That's one of the hashtags she uses, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
I just make shit up.
Look at you.
I don't know.
There's an another untapped update out there, and I think if you can check out event trending events. And they're trying to get like some more Facebooky things going where, you know, where at Facebook, you're like, I'm interested in this event.
Yeah.
They're trying to get that kind of aspect on Untappd. I don't think it's taken off at all yet because it's not much happening with it, but that's there now. If you want to get an event going on Untappd and get people interested in it, you can do that. The New York Times has made an article for Thanksgiving pairings.
Oh boy.
To pair beer with. I'm not, you know.
You got any go tos?
And I don't like it because I didn't see anything IPA. So,
Mikey.
Don't like the pairings at all. But they recommend for initial, you know, let's say you're hosting Thanksgiving. And for the snacks and appetizers time.
Apps and zerts.
Yep. They recommend a dry, grassy, European-style hops. So like a golden lager, maybe. They're thinking golden lager for appetizers.
No.
No, that's what they're recommending. Sorry.
No.
Like a 5.5 light. So that's what you're drinking.
I'm thinking families over.
Maybe a
Pilsner. 7 minimum.
Say maybe a Pilsner or a Dunkel Lager or maybe a light Saison. These are others.
I could go for a Dunkel.
Maybe something like a Stillwater Artisanal Extra Dry. Never had it. So when the turkey comes out,
mm-hmm.
turkey and sides, they're saying they're like Belgian yeast beers, maybe a Saison, a Weizenbach, or Belgian doubles,
mm-hmm.
A strong brown lager, German wheat kind of thing. And then for dessert, Imperial stouts.
Finally.
Roasty ales, 10% ABV beers.
10%.
So they got you for desserts, Imperial stouts, mm-hmm. all the way.
Okay. Is that what you put with your pie?
I guess so. That's their recommendation for a pie beer is an Imperial stout. Is that what you're going to do for Thanksgiving?
I think I'm going to start with Imperial Stouts and finish with Imperial
wow.
Stouts.
Wow. I hope you're not in charge of any of the food.
Oh, no. Just other than eating it? No.
Well, I'm going to make this cranberry.
More, please. More, please.
I can open up a can of cranberries.
I'm cooking.
I'm cooking.
Look at guys, I'm cooking.
Look, I'm cooking. That's great, honey. Yeah, I really helped out. Hey, guys, you enjoying that cranberries sauce? I did that. Yeah, it's great, Nick. Yeah, I did it. I made that.
I did that.
Made it. Good job, Nick.
Thanks. Right, did you see what I carved in it?
Farts.
It's a guy farting.
Do you guys like that sticky fingers? Yeah, I don't think we got like a official take on the sticky fingers.
Yes, very pleasant. It's got mosaic. Oh, no wonder I like it. It's got mosaic.
Mosaic. All mosaic, chief.
Mm. It is rather dank.
Stank, isn't it? Spadank, sorry.
Spadank. Spadoosh. No, this is good. This was everything I'd hoped it would be. It's a tad hazy.
Oh.
It's a tad on the hazy side. But I like it.
Well, I like it, don't I? It's pretty good, isn't it? Are we having fun? We're doing good?
Yes. It's got
shows going.
Flaked oats.
Flaked oats.
How do you like those flaked oats? Will you talk about me and tell me your drive? A part of me.
Five, five, nine, zero. Wait. Start again. 559-492-0542.
Did you just skip the middle part?
Who needs prefixes? That's our voicemail line of the Dorktown Network, including the Perfect Pour. But you can also email us. You can record audio on your phone and just email it to us, perfectpourpodcast@gmail.com.
Still two Ooh, email
some
limit.
More sticky fingers. I'm going to get the bottom pour of the sticky fingers.
Bottom pour, bro. Yes, we know.
That doesn't help.
We know.
You can hear the bottomness. And Colin and I'm going to assume Janine.
They it's going to be sad
emailed
if
us
no
some voicemail. Yeah, come on. Don't be just Colin. Oh, shit. I forgot the... What's happening?
We need a refresh.
I don't know. But this is not...
Is that plugged into the board?
It is. What the shit? Everyone, stop. Everyone, chill out.
Stop.
Chill the fuck out. We got audio.
Check your dongle, bro. Is your dongle all right?
Well,
made you look.
We're just going to ignore that for the second and just do it this way.
So this is Janine. I'd just like to say, I just listened to the episode.
Uh-oh.
And I want to say about the Sam Adams Utopias. Had it.
What?
And I just want to say, it's a strong ale. That's the type of beer it is.
Mm.
And it tastes kind of like chocolate and cherry, but it tastes kind of like a Belgian barrel age something or other. And it's kind of meh. It's not worth $200, I'll say that. So I would say try it if you get the opportunity to, but don't buy it. That's just my opinion. Thanks. Bye. Keep up the good work, guys.
Wow.
That was a try, not buy.
Feel free to call us.
Try, not buy.
Did you hear the dog? I heard the dog on the... They got hardwood floor.
The nail ticks.
Yep, I heard the dog paws on the floor. Heard it. That was all. I was all Janine. We're like, there'd not be just Colin. Where was Colin?
But now we miss Colin.
Yeah, like, come on.
It's one of those late night calls. I got to go to the other room real quick. Call the Perfect Pour.
Who are you calling?
Who are you calling this late?
From State Farm.
It's my mother.
Forgive my discombobulated. We need. Nick, I'm electing you to get us some new beer.
Oh yeah,
because I'm just too so involved.
Am I doing my job right?
Yeah.
We have hold music.
Is this some Leonard?
Negative.
Oh, I'm gonna turn the fridge mic on.
Uh-oh.
Ugh. Can hear the fridge.
Bet you can't guess what album that's off of.
The Stones.
That's the band, not the album.
Oh. I'm listening. Shh. Listen to Matt. See if he can. Oh, he's got a can. I can hear a can.
Oh, man. No, don't shake it. You're going to turn the flavors off.
That is the fridge, Mike.
Wait, what?
What? Huh? Grab the good one.
He sounds extra echoey.
Hey, you better get my beer.
La, 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 la.
Wow.
Mic checks.
You made dogs bark.
You're making other dogs bark.
Ale brewed with cinnamon, coconut, salt, and vanilla. Yep, we're going that way.
Uh-oh. That doesn't sound hoppy. I don't like it. Oh, there we go.
I veto. Mic off. Veto this selection.
Ooh, two beers have come out. They're both cans.
Waste no time.
Right.
Thick as mud.
Gold.
I like mud.
Whoa, this is Modern Times?
Yeah.
Okay.
Ha ha.
Would these want these like
Modern Times has gone bad.
They looks red or something. What's happening?
Nice caramely head. Oh.
Dragon Mask. Modern Times, this looks like one of the only brewery beers cans.
Brother's going to like this one.
Oh, boy.
Greg from SD Beer Talk once again.
Coming in for the win. Oh, my head's gone already. What? Who took my head?
Ale brewed with cinnamon, cocoa nibs, salt, and vanilla.
Mmm.
See?
Delicious.
I don't know about cinnamon.
It's in there. It's not like offensive. It's not like a winter warmer, but.
Yeah. I didn't see the ABV on this one. Let's play the game.
Oh, I know.
You know? All right. I'm going to say it's 8.5, but it tastes less than 8.5. Oh, crap. Uh-oh.
11.
11 goes to 11.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
13 flat.
Whoa!
Boom.
Wow, I was really off.
Boom sauce.
Wow, they disguised that very well.
I was waiting for that.
So it's pretty good. It's like there's almost like a coffee-ness to it, but at the very end, there's a, like a syrupy sweetness.
Yeah.
That's how you know it's 13%. It's that little, oh, by the way.
Oh, and you're drunk.
Little tap on the shoulder. And
congratulations, you're drunk.
The front, you don't get it. And then that right at the end, it's like, oh, like it just gave you a little, yeah, that was something, wasn't it?
Be careful if you're drinking this during the day, because then you'll be mowing your lawn without pants on.
Could be good or bad.
Yeah. This is normal, right?
Depends on how good a shape you're in.
I feel fine, sir. It's 40 degrees outside.
I feel fine.
Your lawn's dead.
And the first voicemail line of the week is from a person that's about to play. That's going to play.
A real person.
Hey, I'm at the State of the Air show. This is Ed. This is going to be your boy.
Is Ed. That was for Dorktown or something.
Who?
That was Ed. Ed.
No, what? Dorktown. What's a Dorktown?
I don't. Dorktown? What's a Dorktown?
Dorktown.
Sorry, guys. Now this is the first perfect four voicemail.
Hey, guys. I'm alligator wrestling.
Wow.
No, not quite. I am not wrestling an alligator. Hey guys,
wrestling a crocodile.
Well, that's your calendar shoot.
What an episode last week. Thank you for all the props, all the name drops. Name drop for the UCBF. I appreciate it so much. And the Colorado reps, they made me laugh. It's actually kind of funny because Cigar City has a beer called Florida Man, and it is an IPA, and they just put it out in cans, and it does feature a guy wrestling an alligator.
Yes.
With a can of beer in his hand. That's what made it so funny. I laughed, cackled out loud in my car, and people were like giving me funny looks. with that boss.
No cackling.
That wasn't because of that.
At the intersection. So, but,
oh, do you hear the alligator in the background?
I'd like to nominate Lumber Jose for a calendar spot. Maybe he can take up June, because June's a pretty hot damn month here in Florida, too. And
what kind of motor was that?
He's street racing.
That was that sounded like a Nissan.
It's probably just humid.
Maybe he could be like turbo four. In like a lightning blue and like white Speedo with lightning bolts on it.
Wow.
He could be riding a lightning bolt with lightning bolts in his hand.
Yeah.
In his other hand,
I like where this is going.
A can of Big Storm
more lightning bolts
lager, which is a beer.
Can his eyebrows
from
be lightning bolts?
Big Storm.
Yeah. And cut into the side of his hand with in the hair.
The Tampa Bay Lightning's 25th anniversary.
Hey, hockey reference.
But yeah, that's my thoughts on the whole calendar and my contribution. You're welcome, Lumber.
Oh, he sounds like he's revving
drinking,
up there. He's
not
going
too much.
He's going about 70 right now.
Virus, so didn't really drink very much other than on Halloween and on the weekend.
Halloween, I got fucked up.
This is Halloween.
With a chainsaw and,
this is Halloween. This is Halloween.
Rogue, dead guy ale, which I saved for Halloween, but that was it.
Nobody drinks that.
That's all I got, guys. keep up the good work and cheers. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Oh.
Nobody drinks dead guy ale anymore.
This beer vaguely.
I'm a lumberjack now, baby.
Vaguely reminds me of Pepsi. I haven't had soda in almost 3 years, so I wouldn't know. But that's what in my mind. That's
I
what
can see
me.
How you would say that.
We call it a pop.
That's what in the Midwest calls a pop. Mm. Okay.
But from what my mind remembers, that's kind of the soda route.
Sody pop.
Thanks, Florida Steve.
Guys,
Southern
can you
Florida
hear
rep.
Me?
Scott Avery.
And you know, I remembered something I was gonna say last time I called.
Yay.
And it cut off.
Cool. Glad you remembered it.
I think let's continue this conversation.
Hey guys, can you hear me? I just left Smoke Easy, and I noticed somebody veered it forward for Matt Napolitano.
They did?
Oh.
Yeah, 10 bucks.
Oh,
what?
You've got a beard.
Well, hey,
Spokes. I was just there last night.
The greatest part about what I noticed is it's not so much that somebody put 10 bucks for Matt to get a beer, but it's who it's from, okay? So, I'm not going to give it away because
God damn it.
Who it's from is so fucking, it's so freaking awesome.
Scotty's trying to be nice.
Just now, didn't I? I tried to stop myself, but I didn't. But anyway, who it's from is so freaking awesome that I hope Matt, the next time you guys have a show, I hope Matt comments, maybe on the next show, maybe the show after next. I hope Matt comments who it's from, because who it's from is so freaking awesome. I love the name. I really love the name. Well, anyway, that's all I'm going to say.
It's going to be performer-related.
I'm forward for Matt Napolitano. Spoke easy. 10 bucks. And it's from... I'm not going to say it. I'm going to give it away. Too awesome to give away. Well, anyway, keep up the great work.
See more butts.
Driving!
I was going to say, sir, dick butt.
Dick butts.
Dick butts.
Richard butts.
Richard butts.
Will this be revealed in your Bincott drinking?
Actually, I was there yesterday, and usually I don't notice when my name's on the board. People point it out to me, like
by
Scotty
the way,
just
if
did.
You don't know, our craft beer bar in Fresno called Spokeasy has a board where you can leave money for a friend of yours, and they'll put it on the board, and the next time your friend comes in, they get a free beer. You basically can buy somebody a beer, and it puts on their board.
It's like a gift card.
There you go.
But not.
But you have to be
there. And you did not know, you're saying you did not notice
your nobody name on pointed that board. It out. Every time that's happened, somebody's pointed out, they're like, you know, your name's on the board, right? I would have cashed it in last night.
Oh,
I know.
Dang.
Oh, so now for next week, we'll see. Will Matt go in there and get his beer from this, whatever this awesome named person is?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I can't
be
wait.
Anybody.
Damn it. I might have to go in the Smokies just to see it.
Bend over.
Ben, is there a bend over here? Seymour Butts.
All of her clothes off.
I'm looking to see more butts.
Icy Wiener.
Harry Manback.
Amanda.
Hey, guys. Lucas. It's Paul. I'm calling to address the mystery beer, the Rockdale Brewing that Matt was discussing that he saw at this party based out of Nevada.
He caught on to that one a little bit.
About a month ago, I was looking at this beer guide for the whole Bay Area, and there were these two different breweries that claimed to be based in Nevada that I'd never heard of.
Nevada's get not some a big dirt town, right now?
So that, you know. I looked them up. Both of these different breweries had the same address. I Googled the address. It's just an office. I just looked up Rockdale, and there's all these different things about it. But when you actually, if you type in Rockdale and then you hit map, it takes you to 21st Amendment.
What?
So I think what's going on is there's somebody in Nevada who is basically branding beers, who is like inventing beers and then contracting them out. Because these other breweries, when I looked them up, like their distribution network, they were like, I mean, claimed to be brewed in Nevada, but they're like available in Virginia and DC and all over the East Coast and then a couple like Midwest states. So I think there's just a couple dudes in an office inventing brewery names and then contracting them out and distributing them all over the country. So I suspect that's what Rockdale is. And I think it was essentially brewed by 21st Amendment. I'm assuming that just because that's the address that popped up. But anyway, technically the only actual functional breweries in Nevada are Moylan's, Adobe Creek, and Indian Valley. Speaking of Indian Valley, I have not been brewing for them for the last 2+ weeks. They just can't afford me right now, which sucks, but you know,
that's real life. That's
the
beer world
thing about tiny breweries. Never fear though. I'm getting gainful employment, so everything's good. Hopefully I'll start working for them again at some point, but if I don't, you know, I'll just start my own brewery. That's easy to do, right?
Out of the corner office in the strip mall.
I'll specialize in oak aged beers. My niche will be, so we've all heard of, aged in oak. Uh-huh. We've heard of aged on oak. Oh, my thing is going to be aged around oak. Oak trees near my place.
Yes.
And as long as the beer is aged around in the general vicinity of the oak, I can say it's aged around oak. Right? Yeah. How about that?
Yes.
All right. That's all I got for now, guys. Cheers. Talk to you soon.
Thank you for getting to the bottom of that.
God bless Paul. We've got this mystery now, this Rockdale.
Damn. So it was...
So it's basically a contract. So, yeah. So there's somebody in Nevada that's just inventing brewery names and having somebody contract brew them.
And if you send it out far enough, nobody will ever bother to
question
check.
Question it. Mm-mm. Wow. Shady.
It's not foreign. I mean, there's a ton of there's a ton of labels that don't have actual breweries or didn't. I mean, even Tavern started that way.
That's kind of what Three Monkeys is doing right now.
Three Monkeys.
Nobody knows.
Almanac. Who does High Water? No, that is High Water. Sorry. Campfire Stout. High Water. Those are all, you know, same thing.
They're at Hermitage. Right?
Hermitage, yeah. So, I mean, there's a bunch of breweries that do that, but it's weird that somebody would make a very nondescript beer, mass-produced, and claim Nevada.
It's not weird. It's just money.
I know, but I guess it's what Mikey said. It's just somebody's not going to check the facts. They'll just be like, oh, this is cool.
Mm-hmm. Who would question Nevada? Like, I've never even been there.
Yeah.
You know.
It's in Marin.
All right.
One of the northern, before you get to Petaluma and Lagunitas, south of Lagunitas. off the 101. Right there, Moylan's is right there, right off the 101 in Novato.
So why didn't he list Marin?
When I first started dating producer Becky, she lived in Novato.
Because he's a real Northern Californian, so he knows.
But if Moylan's is Marin, then why isn't Marin in Marin?
Because, Marin County's got that branding of the Marin. And so Novato is in Marin, but it's one of the, you know, it's not as ritzy. So it's not as thought of as not. So you just, I guess you would just claim Marin if you're in Novato.
Okay.
That's my theory.
Well, I can't believe you guys missed the part where Paul said we have to name his brewery. So I think we better get started.
Did it? What?
Yep. He said it. I heard it.
He really said that? Man, sometimes I just don't listen.
I know. I can't believe it either.
Man, I guess my wife is correct sometimes.
Now we got to name his brewery for him.
You don't listen to me. I listen to things.
Yes, I'll have another beer.
Yeah, I'll have another beer.
I love gold.
Oh, his brewery should be named Paul's Boutique.
Paul's Boutique. Ooh. Oh,
that just came to me right now.
New beer entering the show. I'm excited about this because I see Craft Beer Ray go to this place all the time, and I've never been in San Diego. Novo, Brazil. This one's called the Mango Beer. IPA with mango. I like IPAs with mango.
Do you now? Do you?
I'm getting middle pour.
Middle pour.
The Nick does not have that.
I do not have beer. I do not
have beer. Whoa, that is an interesting aroma.
Mango beer.
That's like an aroma I don't think I've experienced.
That this is like juicy fruit.
Yeah. Just, Paul's place could be called Shower Brewing.
Shower Brewing.
Shower Beers.
Shower Beer.
Show
shower
instead
beer.
Of show
Shower
beers.
Beer Co.
Shower Beers.
Shower Beer Co. Parking lot.
Wait. Parking lot report.
Bevmo Brewing. See, people will be like, I wonder. Bevmo Brewing. People will be like, oh, I guess Bevmo's brewing now. And he'd be like, not
instant
really.
Millionaire.
Wow, this is a really interesting room.
MoBev Brewing.
Wow. This is a very unique flavor.
Will you call me tonight, Brewing?
Leave me voicemail brewing.
Voicemail brewing.
Guys.
Dry hop or die.
Dry hop or die. Guys, do you have opinions yet on this beer? This Novo... This thing's crazy to me.
This is reminiscent of Ballast Point's overly fruited IPAs.
The nose is kind of insane, but the flavor is just, it's very mellow.
Mm-hmm. It's not fruity like you would think it's going, or it's tropical bitter. Like you'd think. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like, man.
It's brewed in California, that's why.
It's like dirty bitter.
San Diego.
Like muddy bitter.
Orlando, the perfect four, true you've been here, and I'm calling you because you didn't play my two freaking extra voicemails. But anyways, who cares? One of them, I forgot what it was about, but this, one of them, I still remember. Take the Craft Movement by independent, by the Craft Beer Association.
Yeah.
I think you guys missed out on that.
Brewers
like
Association.
2 to 3 weeks ones. If you click the link and you went to the website to donate money, homes, you didn't really donate, I said, but you did, they had 3 tiers or 4 tiers. It was 10, 50, 100, and like $1,000. I said, depending on which one you clicked in and you filled out the information, basically your name, address, and email, they would send you swag, I said. So like, I got a hat, I got a shirt for my Heine, and I got sticker home. So, you know, it's kind of late. You didn't play that video. I mean, you didn't play that, voicemail. So a lot of the listeners didn't get to hear it and didn't get to.
I'll put it on the
to try to get that
Patreon page. Patreon
the reason why you buy Anheuser-Busch, and you guys haven't even talked about that, eh? what's going on, eh? See what happens when you delete my voicemails? You don't get the information, eh? Sent from like L.A. homes, anyways. That was it. Just, I got a koozie. Once that koozie comes in, I'm going to send that out to Beard the Brewer because it's got that 80s colors. It's purple and like electric blue and electric yellow. And he's like the perfect candidate for something like that. Plus, he's probably like, don't even know that still uses koozies because he maybe likes to babysit beer or something. I don't know. Other than that, last thing, I hope you really enjoy my package that I sent. No, not my personal package, but
don't
I
send that. Beer,
hey? I threw in a couple stickers for the bottle shop. You got Riding Chicken, El Segundo, and Pizza Port. Amazing beer. You got also Clear as F IPA, yeah. And I sent you some Chula Pil. Some beer from Brazil Novo or Novo Brazil. That beer was amazing, dude, with the mango. And then Captain Fatty's Cucumber Sour. Eh? I really enjoyed that beer. Eh? Hope you guys are enjoying them. That's it. This is to your beard. I'm talking really fast because I don't want to get hung up on. I'll call you back later with some more what have yous.
Man.
Too much. Peace out. Eh?
Thank you, Chew.
Chew with the hustle and the voicemail.
Mm-hmm. We got this one, that Novo. I'm trying to make sense of this thing, dude. It is, from that Alchemist beer that was messed up, and then this thing is just crazy.
Crazy.
This Novo, bro, it's crazy. You mean the hops? You put the hops at the end of the boil.
But there's not actually fruit in that beer.
Man. I just think that I don't know that I like this Novo, but it's so unique. This flavor is so unique that I would say you have to try it. I'm glad I'm trying it.
With mangoes.
Last voicemail of the week comes from... I like it already.
All right.
What's up, fool? Yeah. Yeah. I'm coming there, eh? Yeah, I'm going to go pick up my jefita right now. That's it. Already, I have to watch her. Come.
He's in the Fritos van, isn't he?
He's not here, Ben. I don't know what's happening.
I don't know.
I don't think this is Chew, dude. This is somebody trying to beat you.
Yeah?
Yeah. Yeah, I guess we're just gonna do this.
This is all.
I think it's fine because it's through a voicemail, so I don't think we have to pay any rights. So we're just driving with a faux Chew.
We're cruising.
Cruising. Crescent Boulevard.
So your jefita said, "What's up, fool?" Nah, just kidding, isn't it? Don't trip, huh?
It's a good Chew, but I don't think it's Chew. We're waiting for something to happen. It's not going to happen,
it's
guys.
It's not going
to
happen.
Let me get
pumped,
mole.
That was it.
Let me get some mole, huh?
That's your final voicemail. And thanks, everyone, for donating your voicemails to The Perfect Four.
She called me up and left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave her name.
Bom, 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 bom. That last one was the same area code as Chew Your Beer, but it was not Chew Your Beer's phone number.
What is Chew Your Beer's phone number? Just so everybody knows.
Actually, Chew would probably be fine with that.
Like, I don't care.
I don't care. Text me all night.
My hand goes to sleep early.
Heavy breathing at 3 a.m.? You got it.
So thank you, everyone, for leaving your voicemails. Appreciate the content you give us each week and all these bears we're having. Because we're having fun.
Take a little trip with IPA.
Looking out for beers. Looking out for beers.
Wow.
This is a book of
the beer. Whoa, is that a fridge mic?
She was very specific on these, so.
Think get it? Gonna have to get fridge mic.
Fridge Mike.
I love it because his name's Mike, and then the thing we talking to is a mic.
Oh, that should have been pun. That should have been my hand, my craft, my media handle. Fridge Mike.
Fridge Mike.
Instead of Mikey Topor.
Damn it. It's too late
now. Oh, well. Too late now. Mikey Topor is just so huge now.
Oh, man.
I can't. There's no going back.
Ladies and gentlemen. Mikey is podcasting without headphones right now.
That's crazy.
I don't know how
you could only see us in the studio.
Can you
turn down that fridge mic, please?
Oh, shit.
We like the buzz.
Good job.
See? No headphones. Flying.
Good job, Bordock.
Solo.
You can't afford me.
New beer entering the show. El Segundo's Clear AF IPA. Clear as fuck. Donated to the show by Chew Your Beer.
John Brazy. Your
Beer on social media.
John Brazy has friends at El Segundo and or prefers their beer.
So is this supposed to be a clear, hazy beer? Foggy beer?
Oh, so you tell me they made a hazy beer and then cleaned it up?
Maybe they use New England.
Tastes like El Segundo.
I quit beer, guys. I quit beer.
Well, so not every place has a filter, so this might be fined or cold crashed and all that stuff. But maybe it's not filtered, but it's still clear.
Yes, but if they purposely made a hazy IPA and then cleaned that up,
no.
Do you think this has a hazy profile though?
No.
So they want
the
hazy mouthfeel.
I don't mean the SRM. I'm talking about the mouth, the taste.
Standard reference method is color.
Oh, sorry. Sigh.
Yes. Hazy beers, you can tell the way they feel.
Right.
They're like
orange. This doesn't have the mouth. Doesn't have the mouthfeel.
So is that what you were looking for?
But like there's a flavor, but I would say.
There you go. Chasing flavor over hype. The West Coast IPA is bursting with aroma, finishes crisp, and is unapologetically clear.
Crisp. I like it, though. This is good. I'm liking it. And also, you guys.
Hey, guys.
This is a beer I don't think we've had on the show. Founders CBS, the Founders Canadian Breakfast Stout.
That's a whale, bro.
I guess they can't call it Canadian Breakfast Stout anymore.
Not KBS, but CBS?
CBS, correct. Uh-huh.
They haven't made it in a while, and it's back.
It's batch.
It's $7.50. It's in a $7.50, and it's $24.99.
Mm.
Aged in maple barrels.
Mm.
I like that.
Is that the Canadian part?
Sounds more interesting. I guess so. Sounds more interesting than bourbon barrels.
So actual maple syrup barrel?
Yeah, man. This was something that was gone for a little bit, I guess, and now it's back. So I don't believe we haven't had one on the show.
I don't think.
And Founders is they're partially bought out by like some money people. One of those
the fire.
Yeah,
fire.
It's not like
star.
A It's not like a big beer buyout, but it's a financial thingamajig, which those are the things we look the other way on. Yeah, that's right.
You don't care about beer? You just want to invest in something? Okay.
All right. Well, we'll let it slide. So I'm going to officially look out for that for the show. Not personally. I don't want a $25 bottle of beer for myself. That's for the show. Modern Times Geodesic. It's a dank tropical wheat IPA. This kind of scares me, but they don't mind. They do a good job when it comes to wheat in Modern Times using wheat. This is in a 22-ounce bottle and a 7.5% IPA. It would look good on our wall, so looking for that one. That's a brand new one. I don't think they've ever done that one. Stone Merc Machine Double IPA, 22-ounce bottle. It's a hazy, so Nick's not going to look out for this. But it looks cool, and it looks fun. I want it. We haven't had a dogfish head in a while. I sort of don't care about dog. I mean, I care in the fact that they're big in the craft beer world and historically and everything. But their IPAs just don't ever measure up to California IPAs. But this one looks interesting. At least I would just. It's been a while, so it's time to try another dogfish head. So this one's called Liquid Truth Serum. And it's an IPA, and they're coming out in 12-ounce bottles. It's got Warrior, Simcoe, and Calypso hops. And there's one, I think. This is all I'm looking out for, and I think Chew might have actually given this one. I think it might be in the fridge. The El Segundo / Pizza Port Collab Surfing Bird Double IPA, 22-ounce Citra.
That is in the fridge.
Laurel, Idaho 7. Woohoo! All right. I like it. When the looking out fours
in
come through or in the fridge. Good job, Chew. And one more. Amplified Aleworks collab with Motorhead. It's a new Motorhead beer.
The band Motorhead?
Yes, the band Motorhead. Live to Win IPA in 16-ounce cans. And it's a hazy one. Is hazy beer is not metal? Foggy beer, not metal?
Not metal.
Born to Lose,
Live Cascade, to Win. Amarillo, and Columbus hops. So not those metal. Are my complete looking out fors. Matt, Bearded Brewer, 87. Are you looking out for things?
Meh.
Yeah.
You look at
that's
up,
a hazy
that
beer.
That beer, meh.
Actually, it is. It is a Northeast IPA from local beer or local craft beer.
Tehachapi.
Yep.
So I would like to
Tehachapi Brewer.
See what all of that LBC. Is about. LCB. And thank you guys for getting the reference.
Uh-huh.
And then. From Pure Brewing. I may have mentioned these before, but they have Serpentine, which is a dry hopped lager.
Lager. So, where's the hazy lagers at?
Come on. And that's a new thing.
They also released a double
IPA. Make my lager hazy.
They also.
Bro.
Northeast Lager.
Yeah, Northeast Lager.
Serpentine Method. And then they also released a double IPA called Fleetwood. So
Cadillac reference.
Or it could be music. But anyways, I'd like to try
Cadillac.
Both of those.
There's a Fleetwood Cadillac?
Heck yeah, man.
It's the biggest Cadillac.
That's the biggest. Is that 70s style boat?
Yeah.
Barely takes up the whole lane.
All the lane.
All right, Nick, then.
Ooh, short and sweet. Bottle Logic has two new Imperial Stouts.
Been there.
Red Eye November and Dark Star November.
Wow.
Being released.
They like November.
In November. I believe it's one of those things you have to get on Eventbrite and buy your tickets to go pick up.
Oh.
Yeah.
Online sale.
And for the rest of you, I know I've been on the Sierra Nevada train lately, but they have the Fresh Hop IPA mixed pack.
Ooh. Have you seen that?
Yes.
You've seen in town?
And had it.
What? But you're looking out for it.
But I'm recommending it's a Recco.
Oh, okay.
Look out. I'm telling you to look
out for it. Doing a Recco.
Because they have a session, an IPA, something else. And then they also have Celebration Fresh Hop in a can. Celebration in a can.
Wow. So holy shit. Go. I've got to have that. I'm adding that to my looking out for. Celebration in a can.
Celebration can. Can
stuff. Way better.
It is. It was fucking delicious.
Fuck.
Oh my God.
Holy balls.
Yeah. So if you have to do IPAs in the wintertime.
If you got to.
And you can't get your hands on this El Segundo Clear AF. Or that Sticky Fingers.
That's good. Then try that. Right. Those are some beers we suggest to look out for. We having a good time? We having fun?
We are having fun.
Untapped is an app you can use to check in the beer. Untapped with a P, two P's, not an E. Untapped. There was a recent update I talked about. Lots of updates.
Two
P's. Trying to keep Untapped relevant. I am Dorktown on Untapped. Or you could probably search Mikey Topor. Either way is probably going to bring it to you. And this week, I went to Eureka Burger, but I didn't check anything in there, and I'm trying to remember what the hell I got there.
Nice. You pulled the Nick.
Yeah. Fuck. I might remember later, but I also had a six-pack of Luponic Distortion number 7. Been milking that.
I like the 7. I've had it a few times.
Now. It is. It's good. Of the Luponics, I'd rank it number 3, maybe. And also Hoppy Palm, track 7, pale.
Nice.
And going between those two all week. And then the Eureka Burger beers that I can't remember. God dang it. See what happens when you try to be good. You don't pull out your phone while you're eating. You don't do beer pics, and you're like, I'm gonna be a good person and not do social media.
I'm gonna pay attention while I'm having dinner.
I'm gonna pay attention to my wife. Now I don't remember what the hell I had. Maybe I'll remember later. Bearded Brewer 87.
Yes,
that's Matt. Friend him. He will accept it. Do you ever not accept friends' requests on Untappd?
Untappd, I accept everybody.
Right. That's what I like about Untappd. You don't have to be all that careful. It's like, oh, you're on Untappd. You're fine.
If it's Instagram or Facebook, I'm picky. If you don't have a photo of yourself, chances are I will not follow you back or accept.
Mm-hmm.
What about extremely hot foreign girl?
Well, she has a photo of herself then.
Yeah. That's so funny. How else would you know that she's hot and foreign? Uh-huh.
She doesn't have a picture or something. I know this girl's hot and foreign.
Yes. 4 pictures.
Oh, yeah, that's bad.
4 pictures uploaded 23 minutes ago.
Yeah. Right.
If you don't have a full block of pictures to see at least, then that's not good.
So that's a sign.
It's not real.
And that's what you're saying.
She's not real. She's not real, Nick.
And if we have 4 different friends in common, that it makes sense that they would also be friends with her. Yeah, probably not going to add you either.
They'll just add anybody.
Nice. Be careful on social media, guys. Mm-hmm. That's your Recco, if found the
Svetlana
perfect
wants
bar
to be friend. Yes.
Oh my gosh! Mm. Look at this.
You big in my country.
You big with your show about things. Yes, we do have a show about things.
Yeah.
She listens.
I will send you $1,000 over a buy price, and you refund difference after shipping.
Sounds good. So I was looking for a reason to get out of the house yesterday, because I usually go out on Sundays. And sorry, today's Friday. I was looking for a reason to go out of the house on Tuesday, and I looked at the social medias and Spokeasy. It was like, oh, by the way, just got all these cool cans in. I was like, well, that's reason enough.
Mm-hmm. So I'm out. Uber.
Went down and had a Tahoe haze before we had it here, because I saw Mikey's like, it's not too hazy, but it's actually kind of good. I was like, well, that's good enough reason for me to try it.
Yes.
And it's beer.
And it was good.
Look at my excellent recommendation.
Yep.
It's getting selling, pushing product. I'm pushing product with this.
Because they had
it's not that hazy, and it's pretty good.
So they had fresh cans of Ubadale, which I've had. They had fresh cans of Breaking Bud, which I've had those. They had Disco Ninja, which I've had, which
had
is a really good beer.
Had it.
And then they had the Tahoe Haze. All had those it were in stock, and they were all very good
had
beers.
Had
but
it
the Tahoe
had
was the only one I hadn't had. So had one of those, finished the evening off there with a Tokyo Black.
Whoa.
Went into the Goldsteins. One of the Goldsteins, and they had 1554 on draft, so I for sure had one of those.
Ugh.
What? What do you have against that?
I don't know.
Get out of here.
It's not
get,
hazy.
Get out.
Not hazy. Is it hazy 1554?
Yeah, it is. It's not filtered. I can tell you that.
Yeah, they may need to run it.
And then I had a Sierra Nevada beer that surprised me.
Ooh.
So fresh here and so clean.
Ooh. Oh, you're saying Sierra Nevada is not usually fresh and clean? Oh! Hot was, take. Hot take. Hot take.
But it was so fresh and so keen.
Keen. I like keen beer.
K-E-E-N-E. And it was actually really good IPA. I was like, who is this? Is not Sierra
who
Nevada.
Who is?
What did you pour
who
me?
Is?
Can I see the keg collar, please?
New beer. Who dis?
New beer. Who dis?
So that was surprising. There was a little after Halloween party at my house. So I brought home.
I didn't get invited.
I brought home a 4-pack of Fulton Street, and I got to enjoy three of those cans out of that 4-pack.
Oh,
because I showed up later in the evening, so I was able to have one beer, share one beer with everybody else, and everybody's like, "Okay, we're going home." So,
are those Fulton Streets gone?
Yes.
No more.
No. I mean, we had plenty at the brewery.
Right. Oh, you still have some at the brewery?
Yeah.
All right.
It's going strong.
Is it going to be keep going, or you just have all you have is what you have?
We have probably about another 90 cases, so we're good for a little bit.
All right.
And then we released a fresh batch of Sugar Pine Porter from Tioga Sequoia. So I've been sipping on those bottles, and those go down pretty easily. I enjoy that. And those are what I remember Ben Cod drinking this past week.
Thanks, Brain.
Well, we had the Citra Revenge. You shared that.
Yes,
from I figure some of these might be. I don't want to say everything.
Oh. Please do.
Nick.
Well, because we had Citra Revenge last show, too.
Yeah, we did.
It was okay to have it again. Just letting you know.
Ah.
It's okay to have that beer more than once.
No. Like, one time only.
Already checked this in and Untapped. I can't do it again.
Can't have it again.
Uniques only.
That's how we roll. Beer geeks roll. Can't have a second beer a second time.
Can never do
what
that.
What are you talking about?
I'm
you
sorry.
Have to keep making new beers, breweries.
What do you mean I have to drink this beer and I can't check it in?
I don't care how.
I just want to check it in.
On point, you've made a beer. You can't make it again. You got to make something else.
This El Segundo is growing on me.
It's a good beer.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them back to clear.
Beater Brewery 87, the Nick 80.
Bring back the clear. Bring back the clear. Bring back the clear. Back to clear.
Did we do your
no?
Cards? Okay. I was like, come on, bro. Give it to me.
Chocoveza. Had it. It's a 12-ounce bottle, 6-pack this year. Not a bomber.
No bummer.
Fresh 12 hop, ounce. Fresh hop celebration.
Were you okay with the 12 ounces? You're like, this is just as delicious, or like, and this
Narwhal would be way was the same way. Six pack, 12 ounce.
Yes, all these, all your beer, your classic pack. Beers are in 12 ounces. Are you okay, Nick?
What are we talking about here?
Now you have like three of them instead of the bomber. You have like three 12 ounce.
Yeah, it's lame.
Bottles.
Lame.
See, it's more more environmentally, less environmentally friendly. You've got to put three bottles in the recycling instead of one.
Oh, well, then I feel so much better now.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am unhappy with the 12-ounce conversion.
Boo, 12-ounce.
Boo. I like 22s.
Bombers are going to be a thing of a past one day.
They really are. I'm okay with 16-ounce cans. I don't see a need to go any smaller than that.
I do think I know Otago released things in 16-ounce bottles for some of the specialty stuff, which I think if they were going to cut down the bottle size, I think that's a happy medium between a 22 and a 12 is a 16.
Yeah. 22 is good. 12 is nothing wrong with 12, but if I like the beer,
when you want to get.
Yeah.
You want more, but you don't necessarily want to crack a second bottle.
Well, you're going to do two anyway. Why not
just
put it in one
bottle? Sometimes 12 ounces is just what you need to finish off the night.
Sometimes I just want to have a parabola in each hand.
That's right.
If you've had a couple of 16 ounces and then you're like, man, should I do that third 16 ounce? And if you have a 12 ounce instead, you're like, perfect.
12 ounce. So three 12s is better than two 16s?
Subwoofers, yeah.
So 32 and 36, you're
4 ounces
apart.
Yeah. Two 16s and a 12. That's a good evening. Weekday evening. Still got to work in the morning.
Function tomorrow?
Yeah.
Yep. Function much? I don't know.
Especially if you're on that teetering point and you pass out and you wake up and you're like, no, it's warm and I can't save it.
I did that today or last night. I left. I didn't pour. I had one of the Tahoe
Haze
ones last night.
Yeah.
And I wasn't able to pour a full glass because it didn't fit. So I was like, I left about the final third of the beer. And then I realized I was cleaning up today and I was like, oh shit, I left a whole third of beer last night. What was I doing?
Damn it.
What was I thinking? I could have had a whole third of a beer. Third
more beer.
Oh my God.
No.
What a wasted night I had.
No, with a third more.
Mm-hmm.
You just wasted $7, sir.
Yeah.
It's that slice of pizza just crying to itself.
Ah, pizza. Oh.
The more beers, you have more beers.
More beer. More beer.
More beer. Morebeer.com.
Oh, so yeah, at the after Halloween party, we shared a...
there was an after Halloween party?
Yes.
Fuck. I never get invited to these. Not that I would have gone, but...
Yeah, oh.
It's okay, nice great. To be invited.
Gotcha. Gotcha, Chief. 10-year anniversary from Tioga Sequoia.
Had it.
Well, that was shockingly delicious.
So you're saying you're surprised Tioga was able to make something that delicious?
Thanks. Is
that
what you're saying? No, I was trying to play into the Halloween pun.
Oh, okay. Shockingly delicious.
I had a rather old Hop Hunter IPA. It was brewed.
Forgot about that beer.
Brewed in June.
June beer.
But still tasted pretty good.
Whoa.
It's about 120 days. That's the extreme.
Yeah, I think it was the threshold. So I was like,
okay, that's the extreme.
Last.
I had a Prospector Pete's Pale Ale from Revision Brewing.
Oh, okay. That sounds like one of those. That Novato company that's making up making up beer. Prospector Pete's.
Prospector Pete's.
Half beer. Gold Mining Ale.
And then I wish I could remember who made this beer, but we had a beer called Vanilla Shake. And it was a stout, and it did taste exactly like a vanilla milkshake.
Oh.
But the creepy part was it was like just sweet and smooth and all of 13%.
Mm.
And I think it was a McKellar beer. I think.
That sounds like a McKellar beer.
Yeah.
Sounds
wow.
Oh, I'm sorry. Got a little too crazy on that one.
Matt, that was
mind the table.
That was one of the most aggressive table bumps we've ever had.
Lightning and the thunder.
You're speaking of milkshake. I forgot to mention, I guess Matt may not have seen this. This was
what
we were last week. Or
how did I not
we had
this?
A listener talk about milkshake. He's a milkshake beer.
Oh, the milkshake style.
The milkshake style craze. And that we haven't really seen it in Fresno.
Yeah.
Well, Spokeasy had one. And this is the first one I've seen in Fresno.
Oh, that was on the board, huh?
Shaken, not stirred, from the brewery. Brewery's their hoppy division of the brewery.
That explains why. That explains why I didn't say anything about it. Because when I look at the board and see the brewery, I just go, nope,
nope. But it's their hoppy side project, offshoot. Yeah. So that is in town.
Wow.
And at the moment, they still have it.
The first shake
beer. Shaken, right? Not stirred. The milkshake beer. First milkshake beer in Fresno, as far as I know.
Damn.
I want to try them.
Yeah?
I want to try one.
You do it?
I'm going to do it.
Do it.
Doesn't sound like, if you don't like foggy beers.
Yeah, I'm out.
Sounds like you're not going to like a milkshake beer.
Dunzo. I'm dunzo.
Dunzo, brozo. Wow, those are looking out, or those have been caught drinking. We were caught drinking stuff. That's what we were caught drinking.
Cheers, 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 cheers. It's the end of the show.
Fridge mic is on.
Oh my gosh.
Fridge mic is hot. Wow, perfect timing.
Wow.
Perfect timing. Mikey's back.
Quick beer
with
run.
With a beer.
Quick beer run.
He knows his way around bumpers.
There's a looking out for beer. Donated to the show by...
Oh, haven't you heard?
Chew Your Beer on social media. Follow him. I've been trying to get Chew to freaking start a YouTube channel where he's barbecuing.
Yeah.
And he just won't do it.
Whoa.
From El Segundo Collab Surfing Bird with Pete Support. Passing it around from left to right of your podcast dial. Ooh, Nick might be interested in this.
I like the color.
Cheers. Cheers to our golden gods. Always our golden gods. They are the people that visit Patreon and donate money to the show every month.
Yep, that's El Segundo.
patreon.com/perfect4 is where the golden gods go and donate money to the show. The $5 or more a month they give us, and we give back just our thanks, our high thanks, and we get a little bit of an early release on the show. They get to hear it on the late on the Thursday night if they happen to be up.
Yeah.
And also the tailgate audio. And a Facebook group, get invited to that, and whatever other little stuff we can come up with. And just our extreme appreciation for helping us out, man. It is highly appreciated. Gets us through, pays for all the things we need to get paid for the show. Thanks, guys. Cheers to that. And if you want to be a big golden guy, you can do it, man. Be awesome. Be rad. And I would suggest to the Golden guys that don't do this yet already to get the Patreon app, because it just makes it easier. And if you have the Patreon app and just follow us, then you would, you know, you would get the early audio right through the app, and you can just listen to everything on the app instead of trying to, because an email goes out, and then it gets, the app gets updated, and the email goes out whenever I post something from us. And it's just, I don't know, I would think it would be easier to just use the app. So if you're like, don't use the app, just freaking do it. It's my reco, my Golden God reco.
Do it.
Use the Patreon app. Also, cheers to Marcus, aka Jinx Baby 1508, and my boy Reggie U 559. Reggie U 559, falling on Untapped. Daryl over there at FL Lefty 55, and Manny G, and our boy, my boy Jovanowski, our studio. We have our two studio labs, of course, Louis, and then Jovanowski, our Black Lab, has been here since before we were podcasting for 17 years old. And Jovanowski passed away this week, so just have to just acknowledge Jovi.
Gonna miss that pup.
Mm-hmm. We're gonna miss JoJo so. Sorry, this transition, Matt, but you have some cheers.
Obviously, I'm going to miss that pup. But cheers to Jay Vox from Spokeasy. He's a hell of a bartender and a pretty cool dude to talk about life and
things.
He
is a cool dude.
Talk about life and things. You kind of throw anything at him, and he takes it and comments on it. It's pretty cool. So, just short and sweet there. And screw Tony Bags. Looks like he's having a lot of fun down in L.A. right now.
I saw that. He's just like, does anyone want to come meet me at every freaking San Diego place ever? I'm like, God, that guy
is having a life. Hell of a time and bragging about it. God damn it, Tony Bags.
Damn it.
So, those are a couple things there for you. And I'm good. Thank you. Thanks for having me on. Don't forget to come back next week.
Thanks for coming on, Matt.
Yeah, thank you.
Appreciate it. Yeah, if you want to come back next week, we'll
okay.
We'll think see I'm busy. If we can get a mic. Oh man,
damn. Roll out. Fridge has two this week.
fridge and freezer. Fridge is the guest. Just me and the fridge.
That's the fridge noise. If you didn't know, it makes that noise sometimes.
All right, Nick.
Hey, hello.
Hello.
Hello. I also wanted to cheers Jovi. That dog has been here ever since I've been podcasting here.
Mm-hmm.
He's been around since before Dorktown.
He was a good old dude, if you know what I mean.
Just hung out and didn't bother anyone and just hung out.
I remember the days when when that one time we had that party at your house and we all did cake stands, including Jovi. That was a good time.
Jovi cake standing.
Yep.
That was a good time.
That dog knew how to keg stand, I'll tell you that.
He's a champion keg stander.
Yep.
Those keg standing labs.
Yeah. All by himself. Solo.
Yep.
Cheers to a new follower on Instagram, Gage.
Man, what does that say? You can't read your own writing?
Nope. Gage something.
Gage knows who he is.
Gage, it's a brewery out of Western Australia.
Oh, okay.
Australia.
I don't have the perfect pour.
Is it on the Gold Coast of Australia?
Yeah, whatever the West Coast of Australia is.
Western Australia. That's the Gold Coast.
Cheers to M. Rainer 99. Or
Reiner.
Reiner. Our local Pupilos. Bartender.
Oh.
He might be going downtown. I don't know what I just said. So.
Downtown.
He's leaving.
Gage Rhodes Brewing Company.
Gage Rhodes.
Western Australia there Craft Brewery.
Yeah, that's the Gold Coast. Over here in the Gold Coast.
The Gold Coast.
We make for you.
That's all right.
Great.
And also, cheers again to the Beer Life podcast.
Ah.
And they mentioned us again because we called them out and said, Oh, if you can't make it past 7, you're nobody. Well, they're at
you're nobody. 8. Is that the LA one?
That's the LA one, yeah.
That Chew's friends with?
Yeah, Chew's friends.
Mm-hmm.
And Brian of 818 Brewing.
Nice. Cheers to them. You're going to do it then. You made it past 7, man. Look out. Now you're in.
They're
wait for a lifetime now of podcasting. You're in. Can't leave.
They're doing it right though. They're hitting the hot topics of craft beers.
The hot topics.
The hot buttons.
Pushing all your hot craft beer buttons.
They're talking about boobs and pepperonis.
Yep.
Interested.
See?
I like pizza.
Both go with pizza.
All of Is that the perfect craft beer pairing?
Yes.
Boobs and pizza?
Yeah.
Boobs
and pizza. Apparently. No, seriously, check them out. They're doing it good.
You guys are doing it good. Well, thanks everyone else for doing it good. Listen to the show all the way through. You did it. We all did it. You like this collab beer?
It's good.
Tastes very much like El Segundo versus the port, but it is.
Oh, you're saying port had little to nothing to do with this.
Yeah. And it's extremely drinkable. It's even clearer than the last beer.
Yes.
Wow. What's going on, dude? We figured out there's a thing going on.
All the filters.
Clear, unfiltered beers. That's what's the new craze now.
Yes.
Well, thank you guys. Perfect Pour Pod on social media. If you could subscribe to the show, if you haven't subscribed yet, if you have a podcast catcher at all and you haven't subscribed to the show, subscribing to the show is a big help to us. And also you're just telling one friend, if you could tell one friend about the show this week, that's also a huge help. And thank you, everyone. Thank you for listening. At Perfect Pour Pod, the Nick 80.
Word.
Bearded Brewer 87.
That's me.
Mikey Top Pour. And it's all the things. So have fun. Be safe. And check your dates.
And make sure that your girlfriend and or wife gives us voicemails each week.
Yes. That would help us out.
Yep.
Cheers. Cheers to the Sunburns. Cheers to Jovi.
Cheers to Jovi. I'll drink to that. Yeah, let's get an actual cheers. Come on. Let's hear the clinking.
This is weird.
I can't reach Nick.
Yeah, screw you, Mike.
Hey. Cheers.